Well, I'd like to invite the children to come up. Everybody else can have a seat. Children, come on up. All right. Yeah. Anybody else want to come up? Come on up. Have a seat. Excellent. Excellent. All right. So, you notice today I'm wearing a white chasuble and we have a white frontal on, and that usually means that today is a special holy day. Now, earlier this week on the 1st, now y'all go trick-or-treating this year?
I didn't.
You didn't go trick-or-treating? You know what trick-or-treating is? You know, we call it Halloween, but the word is All Hallows Eve. And what it is, you know how we have Christmas Eve the day before Christmas Day? Halloween is actually All Hallows Eve is actually the eve of All Saints Day, which is November 1st. And All Saints Day is a day we remember the various saints. Now, can you name any saints? Connor, know any saints? Oh, do you know a saint? Let me give a couple hints. In March, which day do we wear green? Uh-huh. Around Christmas time, we often talk about a certain saint.
Santa,
and there's another name for him. You know, Saint Nicholas. And we also just recently had the blessing of the animals. That was Saint, anybody remember that? That was Saint Francis. And anybody remember who Jesus' mom's name is? Do you remember? Anybody? And Mary. And what's the name of this church? St. Andrew's. So these are like saints that have a big S in front of their name. But what do you think makes a saint? What do you think a saint is? Yeah. What do you think a saint is? I know. That's good. Do you have any idea what a saint is? When you see what a saint? Any guesses? You have a guess what a saint is? Connor? Okay. A saint is usually somebody that we recognize because of their faith. Somebody who did like something really big, great in the church. That's one. Sometimes when we think about a saint, we always think of these big S saints. You know, people who've done something very important in the church. But saints are also regular, everyday people. Saint Paul, when he writes in his letter, he refers to all Christians as saints, because we're people who follow Jesus. And so a lot of days we remember on All Saints Day, and as we remember this Sunday, all those saints that go before us, those big names that we remember, like Saint Peter, Saint Luke. But we also remember people that, you know, maybe like a grandmother, or maybe a friend, maybe a church member that was very important to us. So during this day, we remember all those people who made an impact in our lives, those people who really believed in Jesus. Now, in our gospel today,
Huh?
Well, we were surprised. We went to a church, but I went to like a class. Oh yeah, and so it was really important for her to be in the church for that celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know it's.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's the thing is the church becomes really important. But the thing is the church isn't just the building; it's all the saints. So as the song that we just said, that we're, you know, talked about all these people that came before us, it talks about us being saints too. That you too are, that all of us are supposed to like share Jesus with other people, to be good to people, to leave other people know that they're loved, just as we've been loved by the saints that came before us. Now today we have a baptism. And that's when we welcome, we're going to welcome Liam into this great cloud of witnesses that he gets to join the saints also. I'm sorry, honey?
My baptism was here.
It was here too, yeah. So it was like, you get, you know, so you know what we, so when we, today we're going to take Liam, and of course we're going to say some prayers, and we're going to pour water, of course we'll pour water on him, but we're going to ask the Holy Spirit, you know, God, to come down upon him and make him a member of our church too. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to have you all back up a little bit, and then we're going to put the phone out. We're going to ask, you know, Liam's parents and godparents to come up.